Blog Talk Radio.
If there's one thing I've learned as I'm just real life, we've got to keep the commandment. I was tired of being fed up, so I got the Bible and opened it up. And I saw that I was living wrong, wild out, yes I was. Now I do my best to follow these laws, oh yeah. And I decided I'ma stop playing games, I don't wanna be the same like I used to be, oh no. I'ma change my life, I'ma do things right. I'ma do my best. I'ma do my best to keep the commandment. Oh yeah. See, I played both sides too much, and the truth out the truth back and forth too much.
No, no.
This time I'm gonna be faithful, that's for sure.
Hebrews 2nd chapter, those of you who just, I'm reading from the King James Version. Hebrews 2nd chapter. Pay attention to salvation. What does it take? What's that straight now? Who can lead you there? Pay attention. That's what I'm saying. When you run this, you tune in, you listen. Pay attention, because then if I'm over with Satan, you'll know it. And you ask the Father, bring it to you. Say, Father, help me. And I'm speaking from the Father. I'm speaking his word, and it's consistent and true, that you know who has sent me. Look at verse 5. For to the angels, oh, now this is why, you have to understand why the world hates man. Brothers and sisters, why the world hates man. Remember, the title of today's message, if I didn't say it clearly enough, everybody wants to be the man, but my whole world ended. They say, that's what a man who knows the Father, my world ended. I'm going to find my Father. I got to look for my Father. Father, search the scriptures. Pray unceasingly. Search for me. If you love me, search for me, Father. Yes, Father, I'm going to search for you. Night and day, I'll search for you. I'll go through tears and sorrow, pain and ridicule, rejection. Father, I will search for you. Because why? Because when I find my Father, then he will restore me to who he originally made me, just man. and in me the Spirit, and in me his word, that the world, they'll lie. They'll put in their own Bible, or the NIV, or mankind, or man and women. No, he did something special in the garden. And sad to say, very few people understand it. See, what he gave is the Holy Spirit. And see, brothers and sisters, many folks are trying to navigate through this world without the Father's Holy Spirit. It is impossible. And you say, well, I don't give you, I don't say you don't talk to me. Because you have to be in order. Nothing's going to be done. Father, heaven never pass away, but my word will never pass away. He told us exactly how we ought to do it. Women, if you want to hear from the Father, then you be obedient to your daddy. If you're young, if not, then you'll be obedient to your husband. Oh, my God. Then you continue to talk with demons and act like, you know, you got the Holy Spirit, because it ain't so. It's under order. Man, act like, you know, oh, I'm independent from Yahushua. The Father speaks to me directly, but then Nick, well, I believe that you're talking to Beelzebub. And every foul, evil thing on earth, because there's no reconciliation to the Father, only to the Son. Now, if you don't believe that, that's fine. Then you shouldn't be listening. I believe in Yahushua. Why are you here? Now, verse 5. For unto the angels has he not put in subjection the world to come wherever we speak? See, they were supposed to be under subjection on the earth, but that now we gave our power away to our woman, to Eve. Because the angels were supposed to be in subjection here. You'll see how tough Satan was. Actually, before the fall, how many times did Lucifer go before Adam? Please. It wasn't going to happen. Because why? Man was fully himself, and we don't. Yahushua is the closest, not the closest. Yahushua is the perfect example of what we notice, what we see, what the Father intended for man to be. Verse 6. For one in a certain, I'm going to say Yahushua. Well, Yahushua created the heavens and the earth. No, he didn't. Stop it. Step out of it. The Word created the heavens and the earth. The Word entered to Yahushua when he was a baby, when he was in the mother's womb, and the Word was in him. So Yahushua is some flesh and blood. And the flesh and blood died. He rose. He didn't raise. He didn't rise up the same. No one rises up the same, brothers and sisters. Nobody. Yahushua was risen, but he was different. Flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom. Yahushua did not create the heavens and the earth. Our Father created the heavens and the earth. And the Father is the Word, the Spirit, and himself. And all three are one. The Word came and spoke and entered to Yahushua, and Yahushua was able to what? Walk and not be weary, run and not faint. When the Spirit left him, when he was hanging on the tree, he said, Father, Father, why have thou forsaken me? Because the Father don't die, can't die. Yahushua, when hung up there, he would be hanging on there right now. Bones and he'll still be alive. Father don't die. Man dies, but will be redeemed. The price was paid. And so that's why the question is, well, what is all this fuss over man? Or what he created?
All right, family. Shalom, 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 and Shabbat shalom. And welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, your servant, as well as your friend, Sister Georgia. Today, family, is the 18th of May, 2014. Once again, we're getting ready to get back into our Father's Word. We're getting to a special, special, special lesson. And I pray that everyone has eyes to see and ears to hear. Okay? The title of our lesson is Yahushua. He's that man, okay? He's the man. This lesson, I let you listen to a little bit of the mumbling and ramblings on of many of those who teach of the flesh, and what they actually do is they're taking the woman totally out the picture, out of order. They're putting themselves in the place of Yahushua, and they're giving themselves too much credit. They will quote verses that if you look at what they're quoting, and they quote from King David, the quote from Job to say who that man is, because that statement of what is man, that is quoted in many places. You can go to Psalms 8, verses 4 through 6 to get the same understanding that we can read about in Hebrews 2, as well as the book of Job. And they are taking rebuke of man to put it as man is something that is wonderful. And it's not talking about a man, it's talking about the people. We're talking about an image. And unless you get all these precepts straight, the babbling that you just heard, a lot of babbling, that's all it was babbling, because it's not the truth of our Father's word. We have to break down strongholds so our people can see the truth, and that we can even go to Revelations to try to give the understanding that was intended for our people to understand. But you can't understand anything if you don't know who's who in the Scripture. I believe that the Hebrews had a tough enough time when we were under Christianity and the lies of this world, thinking that we were the Goyim or the Africans, or meant to be slaves. We were cursed people because we had dark skin and all this, all the nonsense that we have heard. It's no wonder that if that time wasn't cut short, that even the elect would be deceived. Because Satan deceives the whole world, the devil. He deceives the whole world with babble, which is what you just heard, with confusion, with a lot of leaven. And I'm going to play this lesson. I played a little portion of it earlier so that you can hear the nonsense that's going on. And it's not going on with just one site, but this person happened to do such a good job with babbling that I felt it necessary to bring forth this particular audio for our family to listen to, and those who are sojourning with us, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, because you see, you got to get the truth. I have to play what they said. Let you hear it. Let you see how they take that little leaven and go many places with that leaven. And what they have done, family, when you go and read the scriptures, the Father already warns us that they have taken the incorruptible image of our Father Yahuwah, and they have made it into the corruptible image of man. That's what they've done. And I don't know if people are paying attention or reading the scripture. We did a lesson yesterday, and I'm so glad we did the lesson, because part of my rebuking will have to go that way, too. We went out of the book of Acts. We start reading the book of Acts. And I read something to you guys in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, which I'm going to bring back up later as we go on with this lesson. And I pray you guys get the understanding. See, the Father's word is right there for all our family. All you got to do is read it and ask the Father to give you those spiritual eyes to get the understanding. He will open doors that are locked to you. He will remove scales so that your understanding is not blocked. But only those who are truly seeking the Father will search his word out and will go into the scriptures and check those precepts. Make sure that person who is speaking is rightly dividing that word. Understand that when they took our book, our Hebrew manuscripts, and they translated them, they put a lot of words in there that can lead you to confusion if you're not reading and if you're not looking up some of these words. And that way, the same ones that Yahushua rebuked, called them a generation of vipers, told you that they like to push the law on you, and they put heavy burdens on people, and they won't remove them. And Yahushua, as well as the prophets, as well, I mean, we can go on and on with this. They kept telling you, they who lead you cause you to err. These people sit in places of power, positions of power, that they will read out the same book, but they're not giving our Father's understanding. And they're giving their own tradition, their own fleshly understanding, and it causes the people to err. They which lead thee cause thee to err. Now, we're in the wilderness. This is our last portion. Family, we got to get it right. So I welcome each and every family member, each and every lost sheep, to our Shabbat lesson, Yahushua's the man. That's who's the man in Scripture. That's who we honor. We don't honor a sinful flesh being. Okay, we're going to get to the brunt of this. We're going to break down some of our strongholds. It's important because we have had other family members join who have come out of some of these viper so-called Hebrew sites. It sounds like I'm against the Hebrews. I'm not against the Hebrews. I'm against those who are causing our people to be led down the right path or the left path and be taken off that narrow, straight path. When I do lessons like this, the Father has put these lessons on me to give to you. It's a blessing if you receive it. If you search the scriptures out, seek the Father's face, and get the true understanding of his word. So, hey, let's first start off the right way. Let's go ahead and give thanks and praise to our Father, Yahuwah. I ask everyone to raise their hands with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we come together and we want to come in spirit, Father, pleasing in your sight, seeking your face, asking for favor. Father, we ask that your word come through those who have scales across their eyes and their ears are stopped up. They haven't heard the truth. We ask that those who understand your word be edified by everything we read and get more riches, which is wisdom and understanding, by hearing your word spoken. We ask for a blessing over all of your children, regardless of if they're in a camp or if they're in church or a different Hebrew site. We ask for you to show them favor, Father, and lead them to the truth of your word. We know that the famine is definitely in the land, but we ask that you give our people spiritual discernment to be able to discern your word from the lie. We ask for a complete renewing of the mind, body, and spirit as we further read your word. We ask for you to continue showing mercy and grace to all those who are yours. Father, let them know that they're not alone. You will never leave them or forsake them. Father, we ask for blessing over everything I'm going to read where the set-apart spirit is flowing and the understanding is given to all those who seek your face. Father, we thank you and we praise you for Yahushua. We thank you and we praise you for your long-suffering, Father, your love, your mercy, and your grace. Father, we ask for complete blessing over this particular lesson. Let it reach all those who are trapped under vipers, trapped under those who are not teaching your word, who you never called to teach. Let the people see the truth, Father. Let all those who are under your mighty right arm, let all those hear the truth. Let them not harden their hearts or stiffen their necks. Let your word be a blessing to them. Let them know that it is you who gives the understanding. It is you who gives the salvation. It is nothing of the flesh, but it's only of you, Father, the Spirit. And Father, we just thank you and we praise you in Yahushua's name. Hallelujah, 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 Yahuwah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise you. All right, family, I had a really difficult time. I mean, when I say difficult time, family, I got about 4 or 5 viruses put on me this morning. Yesterday, if you listened to the lesson, I had viruses put on me. I'm working out of 2 computers right now because viruses are popping up left and right. The world doesn't like the truth. Now, but we ain't worried about the world. The truth is our Father's word, and it is spiritual. And those who love the Father love him in truth and in spirit. You can't get around the spirit. You can't get around the truth if you're reading, if you're seeking the Father. That's what all this is about. You want salvation? You better seek the Father in spirit and truth. If you want salvation, that's how you get your salvation. Not these lies, not this leaven, not this babble. And the babble is getting out of hand, family. Do you hear it? When I came across years ago and I started speaking against all the lies that these precepts are giving you, a lot of people found fault in me. They found some big fault in me. But, you know, hey, it's all right because I knew our people were ignorant. They didn't know the word. I still understand, and I'm not speaking bad of anyone, but it's the plain truth. I still understand many do not read. Many have not read. many sit back and listen to people. You can't do that. You can't do that. You got to go and seek the Father. Where's the Father at? Well, his preserved word is there for you. His spirit dwells within you. Are you operating out the spirit? Are you seeking his face? Because if the whole world could be deceived, even the very elect, that tells you you need to really humble yourself down, ask the Father to reveal. Don't worry about what anybody tells you. No man, no woman, no goyim, no soul, say, elder. Hey, search the Father out. What we're trying to do is please the Father and obtain salvation. It's an important and critical matter. Don't look at me, oh, she a woman. Don't look at that. We're seeking the Father. When you hear me speak, you're not hearing me. The Father that dwells within me is coming to you right now to show you his word, his understanding. Because if you don't want to listen to those who the Father put in a position to teach you, if you want to reject the ones that the Father did call, and how can you tell? Well, check out my fruits. Test my spirit. Am I going with the Father's word? Am I showing you where these things are so according to the Father's word? Whereas man will tell you this. They will go with only what they have to work with. They didn't. Some of them never received the set-apart spirit. But they look at the words in English in the flesh and they say, see, the word is man. See, the word is brother. See, the word is thy sons. My brother. The sons. The 144 are men. And they overlook many verses like, the sons and the daughters of the Most High, we are the children of the Father's eye. There's only one mediator between the Father and the people, and that's that man, Yahushua. They overlook all this. They overlook that the Father, he loves his people, not just the men. They overlook the fact that if only Eve sinned, then that means that Adam should still be in that garden. They overlook the fact that they'll say the daughter of Zion is a woman. So, in Isaiah, that meant that only she was removed and scattered abroad. The men should still be in Jerusalem. And 70 AD, if it still is the woman, the daughter of Zion, that means that there's no need for us to ask for Yahushua to come back because he was never crucified. Because, the word doesn't say that the woman was the only one out there saying, crucify Yahushua. The woman wasn't the only one out there doing anything wrong that the man didn't do. But somehow there's a big division, and now the woman in 2014 is known as an enemy to the Father. The woman is known to not have the set-apart spirit. The woman is known to be a whore, to be a bald-headed whore, according to those who understand the thinking, I should say, of the daughter of Zion being a woman in Isaiah 3. And when they get to 40, they're going to have seven stinky old Hebrew women begging a simple flesh man to say, hey, give me your name to take away my shame. When this is of the imagination, this is traditions of men, this is vain babbling. This is not our Father's word. If you hear the Father, he should be telling you, hey, I never sent those people to tell you that. Who called you to do these feast days these people are telling you to do? I took it away. Didn't you read? When Yahushua revealed to us about the assemblies, didn't you pick up that there's somebody out there that's deceiving the people, that lead the people, have been leading the people, causing the people to error? Haven't you looked up the word devil, which means division? It's a separation. And that's what he does. He separates the people. Yahushua told you, no house can stand that is divided. And what do you see going on in 2014 among the Hebrews who should be coming together according to the Father? We are one with our Father and our brother Yahushua. Well, they'll tell you, no, the man and Yahushua and the Father, the woman's just out there. She can only come in if she take a head covering of a sinful flesh. That's her salvation. Family, they have gone all this leaven. It's time for it to stop. It's time for you to wake up. I pray this is a lesson that you needed to hear. I pray that the women who are under some of these men who are teaching such nonsense, that they wake up. And our dear brothers, you who listen to that nonsense, you know in your spirit it ain't right. but maybe you weren't given the insight of a true teacher to help you with what you're missing as far as what the scriptures are really telling you. I pray that you seek the Father over man, love the Creator instead of the created. Love our Father first. Seek our Father. Follow the commandments that he gave you in the new covenant, which supersedes everything of the old covenant, because the new covenant is the covenant between the people and the Father. Nothing's been done away, but it's been fulfilled in such a way that it's a blessing to us. There's only one mediator between the people and the Heavenly Father, and that's his only begotten Son, who through his death, burial, and resurrection, as a nation, the two kingdoms which were split, the northern and southern kingdom under King Solomon, now we're all one. It has nothing to do with the man and woman. Don't listen to Hollywood's version of this whorish woman and all this stuff they talk about with Rahab and they have taken the Father's precious set apart people, and they have made us look like fools. And if they didn't do a good enough job by separating the people and making the woman seem like a whore, that nonsense, then the supposed to be Hebrew, which nobody's paying attention to Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, because these people are the children of the devil, according to John 8 as well. Yahushua said, they're a generation of vipers. They are the ones who the prophets were saying, they who lead thee cause thee to error. It's all right there for you to see, but we're going to let you listen to it, and we're going to break it down. I pray you do not harden your hearts, and I pray that you understand this is not a woman and man thing when I speak. I'm speaking up for the true people of the Most High. We are the hunters and the gatherers who gather you from the lies, from the babbles, all this confusion that's going on right now. All you have to do is accept the truth of the Father's word. We're going to read it. Very important lesson, family. I pray that everyone is coming in the spirit of Yahushua, one to seek our Father, our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah's face. It's time for the nonsense to stop. But it's up to each and every one of you to seek him. I can't do it for you. If you know when these people are telling you that America's Babylon, you got to escape, you got to build little civilizations, you got to dip your butt in water, all the Gentile goyim, all the heathen who the Father said they're like spittle, like a drop in the bucket, they all get to come in to the kingdom, and they can't tell you anything concerning the truth because they only read from the flesh eyes, and they see the word woman, man. I pray that you leave that nonsense to the side. Don't be a Jeremiah 16:19 that when you're coming together from the four corners of the earth, you say, hey, our fathers have taught us lies. Now's your time to seek the Father and get the truth. The truth was preserved. This word is preserved. The only difference is if you're not operating out the Spirit, you still can't get the truth, even though you find out you're Hebrew. Let's get to the truth. Let's get to the truth. Family, I'll let you listen to a rambling, and that's what it was. And I pray that I'm going to let you listen to a little bit more audio as well. But it's important that you hear what is being taught to our people. Remember, Yahushua was warning the disciples of the leaven, okay, the leaven of the Pharisees. He was warning them. Everything within our prescribed history book that is now in English called the Bible, everything in there is for your understanding. Warnings are throughout the entire scriptures so that not only do you read what Yahushua says, but you got to know something was causing the people to error. Something that they kept doing. What was it they kept doing? Well, he warned you when Yahushua, in the book of Matthew, he said the scribes and the Pharisees are sitting in Moses' seat. Then he told you how they were hypocrites. He told you how put heavy burdens on you. You go all over the book, it tells you how everything of the flesh is now spiritual. He tells you that the children of the flesh, that's not his children, but the children of the Spirit are. I pray you're a child of the Spirit. I pray that you're operating out the Spirit. And if you're not, at least you're willing to seek the Father and begin operating out the Spirit. You can't get this understanding if you're of the flesh. If you're of the flesh and you come over here really you're wasting your time. If you have hardened your heart, stiffened your neck, you're wasting your time. I'm telling you, you're not going to get it. It's only when you seek the Father in truth and in spirit, as he is, because that's what we really are. Many have the spirit. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many have the spirit, but many don't operate out the spirit. Remember, that road leading to the New Jerusalem, it's very narrow, and few find it. I pray that you softened your heart, seek the Father, ask him to remove the scales so that you can start operating out the spirit. If not, you're just wasting your time. You really are. It's a sad thing, family. It's a sad thing, but we got so many people, they're still blind. They don't realize this, even though they found their Hebrews. I kept telling everybody, that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. But that's a blessing. But it's just the beginning. There's more to it. Let's go ahead and begin this lesson, family. When I let you listen to the opening, it was a 5-minute opening, and what you should have heard that person say, and everybody knows who that is by now, is no great wonder. I mean, there's really a handful of Hebrew sites out there that are more popular. That's the best word to say. More popular, they're larger, and they're more popular. And just as Yahushua said, a lot of people don't like the truth. The world, you know, they don't like the truth. They prefer wickedness. They prefer evil. They prefer traditions of men. They prefer babbling. And these sites all teach the same nonsense. They take it at different angles with different pieces of leaven, but it's all saying the same thing, and it's putting a division within Israel. And you can just read. You ain't got to trust me on nothing. It's not our Father's word. So this brother called Mark Copeland, I think his, I want to say stage name, and people might think I'm insulting, but it's the truth. His stage name is Yahya Bendele from Kofa Network. There's a lot of, he's probably the worst out of all that I've seen, because he's more craftier than all the others I've seen. And I bring his lessons on because you got to really catch this. He's good. See, all that babbling, you didn't lost, by the time he finished with all that babbling, you didn't forgot what the topic was. And anybody can talk their way out of anything with all that babbling. You read a verse in the flesh, well, that's what it says. Then you babble your way through things. And people forgot what the point is. You go back and you read another part, which is really not in the right context of what you should be speaking on that particular verse. And that's what he did with a lot of his lessons. You know, I'm telling you the truth. You're going to hear it. He will tell you that the woman in Scripture is not the assembly, not where he takes you with this. He'll tell you the man, well, that man is him, basically, but he's talking about is of a male gender. What they do is they really do remove Yahushua from the grand scheme, but it's slightly, ever so slightly done. If you're not using the spirit of discernment, you're never going to catch this. Many of the verses that these men choose to use, that's not even what it's talking about, but it's all to bring the woman down, cause a division, cause this woman to tell her that she can sin and get into the garden. But the man, the father had respect for the man, and the man, you know, he's only dealing with the man. No, if anybody sinned, you ain't getting into that garden. The scriptures tell you that. I mean, if you're coming out of Christianity, this basic truth you already know. Ain't nobody getting into no, when I say garden, I'm talking about the New Jerusalem, the land of milk and honey, the land of Canaan. What was promised to Israel? We're going to obtain the New Jerusalem. But no one will get in there if they're in a sinful state. But they tell you because the Father was just dealing with that man, you know, he's the only one with the set-apart spirit. If that woman doesn't have a head covering, she ain't making it in. And if she be disobedient to her husband, she still ain't making it in. And that the devil is in cahoots with her to destroy the man. That's what you're going to hear today. The man, the physical flesh man, is that woman's salvation because she must be covered in order to get into the kingdom. I don't believe that that is told to us in Scripture. If you are reading out the flesh eyes, you might get that. Yeah, you might get it. I'll be the first one to admit it. If you're reading out the flesh and you're not operating out the Spirit, oh, there's four powers of authority. Oh, that nasty Hebrew woman, that daughter of Zion, that bald-headed old thing, according to Isaiah 3. And Isaiah 4 said, yeah, there's going to be 70 of these women crying to this old Hebrew man, give me your name, take away my shame. The men will have multi-wives. They got to rebuild the nation. Family, we ain't going to let that lie go on, because it's not that it's unpleasing to me, which it is, but it's most important it's unpleasing to the Father. That's what you better understand. That's not his message for you to understand, that the women are nothing, the men are everything. The women have no rights to her husband, but the man got right to the woman. That she needs to don't ask no questions while they're in church, in the assembly. They got to go home and ask their husband, because they don't got no connection to the Father. It's not there for the woman. She needs to really humble herself. And she need not to usurp her authority over the man. Not understanding who's the man, who's the church, who's the woman. Does anybody understand these words? It's right there, because if you read, all this becomes clear. But we're going to go through it, because I know somebody needs to hear it. Family, we're going to go through it. I had such a hard time getting on. I know I wasted a lot of time already just trying to get on to you. And I fought off so far this morning, I think, two major viruses. I'm on two computers trying to get to you. Yesterday's lesson, my computer froze. They sent sound waves to my telephone, almost had me pass out. They played music when I was talking. I can't use my daughter's computer to even get onto the website because of the fact that they say that it's blocked. It has viruses. So I'm on two computers, so I can use one computer for the Block Talk lesson, the other computer for my notes. So I pray, I won't be watching the chat line like I need to, but I pray that everyone can hear my voice. Everyone can hear that I'm speaking the Father's word. We're going to read it, okay? It's important that you take time to hear the truth. It's very, I can't stress it no more, and I can't stress how important it is that when you hear the truth, support the truth, okay? Don't support them lies. What do you think doing the works with your right hand's all about? Don't you know what Revelation is speaking of? Family, we got to get this together. Those who are Yahuwah's people, those who are the Israel, the Father says, all Israel will be saved. We don't want the portion where he says, but all Israel's not Israel. It's not of Israel. They may look. They claim to be Judah. They claim to be the Yehudans. But they're not. They're the synagogue of Satan. They're the children of the devil. Connection with them and the Father. All they can teach is the flesh. You got to see this. Let's go there. I'm going to, family, at this point, because of the way time is. But we're going to go through a lot of scripture. I want you to hear. He is reading out of Hebrews chapter 2. But you got to hear it. And I pray you catch what he's telling you. It's ever so slightly the twisting of the words. That's what we're going to attack. We're going to attack the lies. We're going to attack where, wait a minute, that's not what it says. We're going to show you in scripture. And then we're going to give you an understanding. If you don't look up these words, which their precept, other place, telling you what the truth of it is. And when you look up the word, that don't mean what you think it does. We're going to go there with you today because it's important. My lessons happen to be extremely long because in order for me to give you the truth, I got to first break the strongholds down. But because it's clever, I mean, if it wasn't clever, half of you guys would not be deceived. But it's ever so clever what they do. I got to take time to break this word down, show you what this word means. Go here. Go there with other understanding. You know, my job is, look, if you don't think that I work hard doing what I'm doing to try to give it to you, think again, because you're going to get it all. I ain't charging you for nada. There's no special classes you got to take to get to the truth. It's right there. If the Father gives it to me, I'm required to give it to you. These men can talk about me all they want to, but you judge my fruit. We're going to go to the first audio. We're going to go to the first audio. This is quite lengthy, family. That's why I said I might have to make this lesson maybe another piece tomorrow because it's quite lengthy. We're going to go to part two. Many people did not get their homework yet. Many people did not have an opportunity to listen because there was a lot of babbling, a lot of you'll hear it. You'll hear it. You know what I'm talking about. Pay attention if you can. Try to overlook the stuttering and the mumbling and the, I mean, there's just a lot of mess in here, but pay attention to what he's telling you because many believe this lie. And pay attention how there's a trick up of the words. Pay attention. It's so important you guys get this. Okay, I'm going to play this audio. It's 30 minutes, family. I edited it as much as I can, but I gave the link out for all those who wanted to listen to the entire lesson because there's more 11 than even what I'm bringing out now. It's a bunch of 11. All the lessons are like that. But you got to hear this particular part because we're going to Hebrews chapter 2, and you're going to see where they have changed the incorruptible image of Yahushua into the corruptible image of man. You're going to see it. You're going to hear it. Pay attention, family. 30 minutes. We're going to come right back.
The question is, well, what is all this fuss over man? Verse 5 again. For to the angels have they not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Well, this is a jealousy. You go back to the book. I know y'all don't quote the Quran. The Quran even says, Iblis said, I ain't gonna bow down to no black smelly clay. From day one, it was a conflict between the angel who made of fire and man who was made of clay. And as they will say, black smelly clay. That was from the beginning, but that's exactly how they felt. That's how the angels felt. They created the heavens and the earth. All right, so the angels watched the creation of man. I know.
Well, you better get it together.
Stop. Let me preach a message. You'll see. Women, you're very, very important. You are part of man. And that scripture says that you are the glory of man. Well, see. You see where the problem lies in? Let me come up with the message. All right. Oh, boy. So verse 7 says, and this is the angel saying, says, thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. And I'm an angel. I said, look, Father, I think you made a mistake here. And I think Lucifer got a point. I mean, Father, we love you. You know, you're all good. We love you, Father. So y'all think that the angels don't want to please the Father yet anyway. They really believe that man is a major mistake that the Father made. I know. This whole thing was sabotaged. I was sabotaged by Lucifer. And so sometimes you have to let things play out. Father says, I know this. I do it. I've learned it from the Father's Holy Spirit. You have to let things play out. You have to watch. You have to let people tell you who they are. Lucifer, a third of the angels, told the Father exactly who they were. That there's a dysfunction within them. And they took this advantage because they were not going to bow down to Adam. And they didn't get it. They didn't understand why Adam was so important. And then you may say, I don't understand why Adam's so important too. All right. Let's go to verse 7 again. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and to set him over the works of thy hand. See, brothers and sisters, that's what man is. Man is the ruler of the world. Man, not a Neanderthal, not a Gentile, man. Verse 8, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him, but now we see not yet all things put under him. Put it down, brothers. Before we get to Yahushua, because right now they're mad at Yahushua too. Verse 8 says, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. Well, he put me, I'm not listening to no man. I hear. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. Well, I just read the book of Hebrews. Right. You might as well write your own little anthem. This is what it says. You know, and then if all this comes true, you might as well, you may say, well, I may not let this slip. I better just keep this in mind. You better think about it that night. Because it's coming back. And you know what? The word is right. But, well, I ain't going to listen to him because, the way I look at him, he ain't really doing what I think he should be doing. First to the third chapter, wives. Win your husband over with the word without speaking a word. But I don't like that. Because you don't even know who you really are yet. Sister, who you are, we're going to find out who man is. And that's why man is in trouble. Because there's no excuse a man can give to the Father. I'm telling you, it's just not going to happen. That's why, sisters, y'all got royalties. You know what it is? You just act. I want to comply with it. Well, come on. I know you want to believe that, but it's not consistent with the word. How can the power be in you and you take authority over your husband all the time? How's the power in you when you don't want to listen, when you want to do your own thing? How are you going to listen when you say, no, I'm going to reject the order of the Father, and I'm going to be the head nigga in charge? Now, verse 8. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him. That's the problem, brothers and sisters. See, here's the problem. See, this is I'll do a smaller version. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, love what you're doing. Oh man, the power, the ministry. And then last year, now the Father told me to oversee this. Well, nigga, look, I hear what you said, but I got the Holy Spirit too. And when you die, I can take over. I'm Elijah. Really, brothers and sisters, the problem is when man puts everything under him. That's where the problem comes in. Who do you think you are? It's the Father said to put it under him. Look at verse 8. Listen, this is what the angel is mad about. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him. The Father gave it to me. He gave me, and then now I got to put it under me. Well, see, that's a problem. I would do what? You go off and do it. Well, no, we ain't going to go off. We're going to kill you and take what you got. See, that's what the angels did to man. And guess what man did? Man left our protector. He left our father. And so now, even our women look at, I ain't listening to you. And she up a creek. So she listened to some dudes who roll out of the cave that raped our ancient mamas. And you go to your cave, you go to the National Museum of Science. Listen, this is just the reality of the truth. I know you love the world they put in front of you. There's hundreds of trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of debt. It's already dead. You're backing a dead horse, huh? And you're going down with the dead horse, right? Yeah. Remember the first verse. Everything the Father said comes true. You may want to contemplate that a little bit, sis. The word don't fade. It don't fall away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word won't. They figured that out. I pray you do too. Because see what the angel is saying. In verse 8, thou hast put all, Father, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all subjection under him. That's the problem. He left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. Because the man let things slide. You can look and see. So then everything's under man's feet. But how about the structure of the family, please? That first last script, the first time they put it on slave ships, before then, we let the Father aside and started living like the heathen, started living like the Babylonian, Ripple Creek. So brothers and sisters, now everything's under our feet. But the Father says, look, he's going to do it again. I'm going to set a very small remnant, 144,000 of the seed of Israel. Now start it over. There'll be one man for seven women. No, I don't like it. Do you actually think you won't be there not like it? Don't worry. Listen, you better go and sign up with Obama's youth group or the Democratic Party or something like that. You ride or die with them. Our brother's coming. That's what I say. So you better do what these brothers did in the first verse. look, man, you know, when we take it out, you know, the angels, you know, it's all that's going to happen. We need to get in line. We better not let this slip. All right, verse 9. But we see Yahushua, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of Yahweh, should taste death for every man. Oh, snap! That's what they talk about in verse 1. We got a great opportunity here. Why we want to curse Yahushua? Why we want to do all harm to him? Well, you know, and because why? Because you fall for what the caveman put. Oh, you know, he died for everybody. No, he died for man. And if anyone wants to be born again, they got to come to a man who the Father set aside to carry his word, which is a preacher. And they got to forsake this life. They got to forsake George Washington. They got to forsake the caveman. They got to forsake the Constitution. They got to forsake all these European wild man, caveman, hanging nigga from a tree concepts and turn from their wicked ways. And then the Father says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will harden who I harden. See, so of who we are, of where we at. That's why I said, where we at? I did. Where we at? Now, look at verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Uh-oh. You can leave that one out, huh? He said, you like the verse 10, for it became him, for whom are all things, and whom are all things. Oh, you like that? We got all things, and who are all things? That's right. We you know, what he has, we have. That's our husband. You know, and bring many sons to glory. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. You down with that, right? Okay, good. To make the captain of their salvation. Woo! Captain of salvation. All right. Now, perfect through sufferings, huh? Say it again. To make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. So, you know, I got to, like, you know, go through, you know, an easy experience or something like that? As he suffered, so shall we. Even in the book of Revelation, 6th chapter, talking about the 5th seal. And they said, how long, O Father, holy and true, will you not avenge our blood on the earth? And the Father, our Father says, rest a little while longer for your fellow brothers and servants. They too must be killed like you. I don't like that verse. Well, okay, we'll just keep on with this. Verse 11, for both he that sanctifies and they who are sanctified are all of one. See, we're all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Verse 11. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. That's my brother. That's right. I ain't ashamed to say it either. Verse 12. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. See, brothers and sisters, so the angels are saying, not only is it given to Yahushua, but it's also given to man, these niggas, black, smelly clay. You know, why do you think so highly of them, Father? And that's the question they ask. Why do you think so highly of them? I don't get why you think so highly of these niggas. I said, yeah, I can't stand it. Are these niggas, why do you think so highly of them? Calm down, O Beelzebub. You know, your day of judgment's coming. You know, you ran earth for a little while. You and King David. In Psalms 8th chapter, the third verse says this, When I consider thy heaven, the work of thy fingers, come on now, see, this is where y'all gotta get it, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatsoever passeth through the path of the sea. Oh, Yahweh, our Father, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. It's about a man. But what the Father did, see what the Father did, what, and you said, what did he do, Yahweh? What did he do? Finish the second chapter, Dad, that it. Right? So, you know, it's amazing when, that's why, you know, when you read the first chapter, it says that man and woman was created on the sixth day. And you see, you know, there's no difference. There's no difference, Yahweh. There's no difference. Yes, there is. Oh, lack of knowledge. Turn to Genesis, the second chapter. Verse 7, this is what it says. Same thing he did with the seed. And Yahweh, and Father Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. That's how man came on here. So remember now, so these are things the Father was very meticulous on what he did, on what he created. Look what he said. Look at verse 7. And Father Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Verse 8, and Father Yahweh planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. So he had he put man there, and out of the ground made Father Yahweh to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So where's the woman at? Well, she ain't come yet. No, there's two generations. You like that six-day creature. On the sixth day. So, you know, in the morning he made man, but then he said, look, you know, man ain't really complete. You know, man need a rule over him. So we're going to make woman. No, brothers and sisters, the days were generations. Man was here on the earth a long time without someone that Father would create for him. And we know that there were other things on the earth because we know the angels were down here. And we know that the angels take different forms and shapes. So was Adam down here alone or he was down here with the animals? Of course not. He was down here with a host of angels who could take different forms and shapes, but Adam knew if an angel tried to transform to a serpent, Adam would know it because everything was put under his authority. So when something's under your authority, you got to know what's going on. If somebody don't want to tell you what's going on under your house, you need to know that you can't stay in my house no more. Why? Because everything is under your authority. And see, this is where it is with Adam. That's why the serpent, we ain't got there yet, but you know, y'all know the story. He couldn't come up there with Adam. Adam was there, living there for generations. He was there, walking with the Father, had a relationship with the Father, knew what the Father wanted, knew what all the creation was. He named it. Adam named everything that was there. Right? Adam knew about verse 9, this is what it says. Let me read verse 8 again. I just love reading it. And Father Yahweh planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made Father Yahweh to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life, also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. See, you know what this shows you, brothers and sisters? Listen, this is why the Father was so hurt by us. He trusted man. Right? Man, listen, man was there for generations. He didn't touch no, he didn't eat of the tree of the good, the knowledge of good and evil. He didn't eat of the tree of life. Right? Man was obedient, God. Now, come on now, just say what it is. You know, look, we got to go, there's some time. The man was down there. Huh? See, and that's why the Father, he knew the garden was in good shape. He knew that it was good. Adam was obedient. He didn't eat of the tree of life, nor the tree of good and evil. And he was down there for a generation, which we know in the scriptures about 40 years. Right? That's a generation. 40 years of generation. So, you know, and so Adam was here, you know, chilling, working hard, loving the Father, hanging out with the Father all day long. Verse 18, the next verse says, And Father Yahweh said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him and help me. No, you sure should help? Yeah, it says that, baby. See, remember the whole verse 20. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found any help meet for him. See, brothers and sisters, everybody wants to be man, but man said, hey, my life ended. My world ended when you left me. Adam, the father, left Adam. His world ended. His world ended. Why? Because everybody wants to be man. Satan, the angels want to be man. Woman want to be man. Huh? I mean, I ain't making this up. Everybody wants to be man. Everybody wants to be man. But my whole world ended. See, what was Adam's motives? What did he want to do? He lived there. He was by himself. He was doing exactly what the Father called him to do. He was at peace. He did exactly what the Father called him to do. But then there were others who came who wanted to be man. They just, why would you put everything under man? Why would you do that? The angels first said it. What do you think Eve said? Huh? Oh, I ain't get Eve yet. Eve ain't, she ain't been created yet. I ain't trying to hurt nobody. I'm just explaining to you. Brothers, when you allow for Satan, Lucifer, when you allow for the elves above and the demons from hell, fallen angels to rend you, you are abomination to the Father. Brothers, when you allow your woman to be your leader, when you allow her to say, this is what we do that. And then when she says this, and if she says, if you say something she don't like, she's going to chastise you. Bruh, Father, they didn't make you like that. That's not his original intention. He brought her forth to help you. And if she wants to rule you, then hey, what do you think you should do? And Father Yahweh called a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which Father Yahweh had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is not what Adam said. This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Now this will not be the time for me to bring up the hidden books of the apostle, and bring and how little Adam's other wife came up there, and she was a freak of freaks. But we just take a look at the Genesis story right now, all right? But my point of saying this, brothers and sisters, is that the woman is called to help, not only if it's Eve or if it's Lilith, which a whole other talks of the apostle Adam, I believe. And other hidden books. But my point is that, brothers and sisters, that it's a help. The Father wanted Adam to have help. And he said, okay, no, I'm not naming. Okay, all right. And but what did she do? She did exactly what Satan would do. I ain't making it up. I'm not making it up. Because, see, Adam named every creature in the garden. He knew everything. But when you look at the third chapter, right after this time, and it says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. Man, I just want to recognize, Satan, he's watching. When they were mad when Adam was born, why was man so much more significant? Oh, I don't like that. So the Father breathed into him. And the woman is when she is one with the man, the Father sees them as one. When she is doing an Eve situation like what Satan's doing, he sees the woman as the enemy. See, people hate the man. Everything to pervert the man and to make the man come to nothing is very popular, and that's what the world wants to do. And what will Satan do? Brothers and sisters, I ain't making it up. What will Satan do to destroy man? One more time. What will Satan do to destroy man? Because you saw in the book of Hebrews, they mad that Father gave everything over to Adam. You gotta understand what this is all about. The earth belongs to man. Now it's been heard about Yahushua. But Yahushua said, hey, me and my brothers are one. You said it. Come on, that's the word. I know. I tied it all together like that, but hey, They can find the Holy Spirit. A brother couldn't have done it. So now you know that, wait a minute, you know, Yahushua came, everything's put on the man now, but the Yahushua paid the price, and they put on the Yahushua. Yahushua said, hey, my brothers and I, what one? Huh? And so Satan, well, how can I destroy me? How can I get this nigga? Oh, this black smelling mud, oh, there's nothing, there's nothing in there. How can I destroy him? Genesis 3rd chapter, first verse. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Father Yahweh had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has Yahweh said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Yahweh has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Why don't you listen to my husband? You see how the lady? Go ahead, you listen to your husband. Stay strong, baby. Oh, but then verse 4 comes. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For Yahweh doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened. They knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. My brother says you can read the rest of the story, and you understand that what the Father has done from there is to, and like I said, these are very short snippets, a synopsis of the early parts of going on in the Book of Genesis. Like I said, this is a 66 book, and you understand the. There's truth in the Bible, brothers and sisters, no doubt about it. But there's truth in the Book of Enoch. There's truth in the Book of Maccabees. There's truth in the Apocalypse of the Pseudepigrapha. There are truths in it, and there's truth also about Adam and his other wife. There's truth in there about many Hebrews like men who have several wives, hundreds of wives, David, Solomon. Why? It's because they need a special cover over them. As it says in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, there has to be a special cover over the women. Why? Because Satan will come to you like they came to Eve. Now, you know, sisters will say, yes, I don't smile. I'm the first leader in my household. And so the Father got me. And so I don't worry about Satan coming to me. But I got top. It's very contradicting what you're saying, O deep Jezebelian, because he has access to you. He has access to you because what keeps access away from him is your husband or your daddy. But your husband and your daddy must be in line with the Father's word. If it's not, then Satan will always have some sort of access to you. Brothers and sisters, I know this message is not something that sits well within your flesh. But understand there's a reason why everybody wants to be the man. Everybody wants to be the man. Why? Because they want to rule. They want everything under their feet. And see, here's the thing. When a man rules, he ain't doing nothing special. He's doing what he's supposed to do. Are the brothers and sisters the devil? Well, you have to do what I told you to do from the time you start listening to the message. You understand? Everybody wants to be the man. Everybody. The angels of heaven, they want to be a man. The women, they want to be a man. And guess what they do? They all lie about it. Oh, no, I love being an angel. I'm a servant. But then who you have to answer to, terrible servant? Lucifer, who you have to answer to? Yo, it's angel. Yo, dude, what's up, man? Who you got to answer to, God? Hey, principalities, powers. Who you got to answer to? That nigga on earth. You happy about that? Nope. Who else ain't happy about it? The woman. Wow. What are you going to do, old fallen, nasty angels? I think we need to have a conversation with the woman. Yo, girl, you know you're smart than that nigga. He can't even spell. That's right. He don't know nothing. I'm the one. Yeah, I'm really the head. I'm really the leader. Yeah, you the leader. You the head. You strong, girl. Go ahead. Whoa, you lying. And so, men, hear me. When you leave it all alone, when you say, no, Father, I will fall on my knees. I will not listen to the voice of devils and demons, and I will not listen to the authority voice of my woman or my mama or my sister. I will love them, and I will do good to them all the days of my life, but they shall not lead me nor direct me on how I ought to go. I will open my thoughts to the wisdom that my mama and my dad had, but they will not lead, for I will be led by who? By the precious Holy Spirit. The Father has set us aside, brothers, to stand firm and never to waver from the Father's truth or his word and his love. And when you bow down to anyone in your life who is other than the Father, you do the Father a disservice.
All right, family. I know you had to painstakingly listen to that, but it was important because there is so much leaven in that lesson. Leaven was taken from various other books to produce a fable to you, because that is not what our Father says. That wasn't his intent. It wasn't just talking about a man. But if you are of the flesh, that's all you get out of that, because he was able to go many places, because that's what it read. He kept saying, I'm not lying to you. That's what it says. That's what it says. He's right. But that's not what the understanding is, and that's what people are messing up on. I want to take you guys, he read out of Hebrews chapter 2. I want to take you guys to Hebrews chapter 2. He read it to you in the KJV. I want to read it to you in the New International, or the NIV, because what I'm getting ready to show you is the same thing, but the understanding is more clear, maybe. Because when it says men, it's not just talking. Yahushua didn't die just for the men. He didn't come back just for his brethren, the men. No, he came back for his people. And they included both men and women. And it's so important to get this. And I'm going to take you somewhere else, because we have to rightly divide the word. Many people are not rightly dividing the word. First, I want to take you to Hebrews chapter 2, and we're going to read this out of the NIV. That's the first place I want to take you. Everyone, if you can, please turn. I'm taking you to the NIV. The same lesson, same scripture, just is worded a little different, and maybe you can get it. Remember, the Father's people, he's very, very protective of his people, not just of his men. He didn't send his only begotten son just for the men. And that's what that brother told you. He told you the woman, her only salvation was if she had that covering over her. Well, that's not true. When you go to the New International Version of Hebrews chapter 2, it reads, we must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. For since the message was spoken through angels, and I want to define that word angels for you in a second, because many people don't get this, through angels was binding, and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by Yahuwah, was confirmed to us by those, or actually Yahushua, was first confirmed to us by those who heard him. Yahushua also testified to it by signs and wonders and various miracles, and by gifts of the set-apart Spirit distributed according to his will. It is not to angels that he has subject the world to come, about which we are speaking. I'm going to read that part again. It is not to angels that he has subjected the world to come, about which we are speaking, but there is a place where someone has testified. What is mankind? And they're talking about man, and I'm talking about the whole world. What is man that you are mindful of them? A son of man that you care for him? You made them a little lower than the angels. You crowned them with the glory and honor and put everything under their feet. Speaking of the sons and the daughters of the Most High, when he said that word men, because it's talking about their feet. I pray y'all getting it. In putting everything under them, Yahuwah left nothing that is not subject to them. Yet at present, we do not see everything subject to them, but we do see Yahushua, who is made lower than the angels for a little while, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of the Most High, he might taste death for everyone. Talking about the children, the sons and the daughters of the Most High. In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitted that Yahuwah, for whom and through whom everything exists, and you remember, the Father said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He said, I come in my Father's name to do my Father's will. You can exchange those names, family. It's not that Yahushua is the Father, but he comes in representation of the Father. So let me read that to you again. In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitted that Yahushua, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation, talking about man, our people, perfect through what he suffered. Remember, he suffered for he suffered for his bride. That's the basic, easy way to say it. He suffered for his people. So it says, read 10 again. In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that Yahushua, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. Both the one who makes people set apart and those who are made set apart are of the same family. Because he's talking about the northern and southern kingdoms. He's talking about all his people, the men, the women, but of the split of the nation of Israel into two kingdoms. He's talking about them grafting in. He ain't talking about a man. let's go there. It says, so Yahushua is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. They use the word brother, but it's talking about the people. He came for his people, both the men and the women. But according to what you just heard from Yahya Bindele, who says that if he not speaking the truth, then you know the devil sent him. Well, hey, let's let him keep to his word, because that's not our Father's word. Father warned you, many people that led the people astray, the leaders, and those were men. They said the Father sent them. Today they said the Father sent them. God told me. But Mosiah said, I never sent them to give you that message. I never told them to tell you that. It reads, in bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that Yahushua, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. This is where Yahya has put the man. He has said that because the man has to suffer just like his brother. Remember he talked about Revelations and under the altar of souls that your other brethren have to suffer like you did, because the woman doesn't have to set up our spirit. He's putting man in the place of the people. He's also putting man in the place of Yahushua. Yahushua was the one that suffered. Yahushua suffered so that all the children of the Most High can come into salvation. In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that Yahuwah, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. We're talking about Yahushua's suffering on this earth and his death, burial, and now his resurrection. Everything he went through for his people, his sons and his daughters. Okay, both the one who makes people set apart and those who are made set apart are the same family. So Yahushua is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. Declare your names to my brothers and sisters, talking about the Most High, in the assembly. I will sing your praises. He's talking, I'm going to do all this before, you know, for my Father. Everything he did for the honor and praise of his Father. Now we hear a man talking about this man has to suffer because he is the captain of this woman's salvation. Everything's getting flipped. You got to go back and listen to what he said again, I know, but I played it so that you can go back, study the lesson, see how they mix and pervert. And when you take Yahushua out the program, more is focused on the man. He did that with 1 Corinthians chapter 11 as well, and many other scriptures they use. We'll go there. Hold on. Let's see what Yahushua says. He says, I would declare your names to my brothers and sisters. In the assembly, I will sing your praises. He's talking about singing praises to his father. And again, I will put my trust in him. But he has made the trust go into the man. No, the trust is going into the father. Yahushua says, I'm going to put my trust in my father. Not in man. Not in a male. Not in a sinful flesh. But that's what that brother told you. That's what he told you. He says, and again he says, here I am, here am I, and the children that the Father has given me. You got to pay attention. It's so ever so slight, those words, and how they take Yahuwah and Yahushua out the program, and they put a sinful flesh man in, and they change the meaning and the context of what the Father was telling you into vain babbling and traditions of men and corruption, error, that lead the people of the Most High astray. They put heavy burdens on the people and won't lift them. They know they're doing wrong. They know that's not what it's talking about. When David and Job was talking, they were talking about, well, what is man? Because if you understand what happened to King David and Job, it was the people. It was all about the people. What is man? He ain't nothing. We know this. Most of us knew this in Christianity. How come you don't know this as a Hebrew? It ain't talking about what is man like. This man is something perfect. He's oh, the Father just loved the men. Where did this nonsense begin, family? Let's continue. Verse 14, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity so that by his death he might break them of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. And now pay attention to that, because we're talking about angels. But which angels are we talking about, family? Because when you read prior in Hebrews, it sounds like it is. Sometimes it is, but sometimes it's not. You got to rightly divide the word when it talks about angels. We're going to get to that in a second. He says, for this reason, Yahushua had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to his father Yahuwah, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people, not of man. He suffered. And we have to suffer just like him, but it's not talking about a man so he could be the captain of our salvation. That's what that viper told you. And that's what he is according to the word. Don't think I'm illy speaking of someone, because they know better. You go to many of their lessons, they know better. But you need to know better. You need to pick up on what they're doing. Anyhow, it tells us, for this reason he had to be made like them, like his people. In flesh. When they say man, they're talking about what man? What image? The one with the set-apart spirit. His people. That man. That image. Which consisted both of men and women. For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in service to Yahuwah, that he might make atonement for the sins of the people, because he himself suffered when he was tempted. He is able to help those who are being tempted. Family, you may not know this, but I will take you places. Remember, Yahushua was tempted by the devil. He never sinned. You know this. First, before I take you there, I got to tell you a couple of the places, because many of you might not really look into the word and see what the word is speaking of, but we're going to rightly divide it here today. I want to take everyone first. Just for the understanding, it tells us, let me go back. I'm trying to go back and forth on my computers here. Bear with me, family. bear with me. Keep the quote about what is man, okay? We could take you several spots with that, what is man. Psalms chapter 8, verse 4 and 6 speaks of the same thing. I'm not going to read that for you, but you can read it on your own. And also, let's see where else. Job chapter 7, verses 17 to 21 speaks of the same thing. What is man? So we know that he is talking about his creation, but he's not talking about just man. He's talking about his creation, both his creations in the garden. Because Eve had everything Adam have. For you to believe, and he, what he did was, you got to listen to the whole lesson. I gave you a smidgen of it. He went and he divided, he didn't divide, he put together Genesis 6 and Genesis chapter 1 and 2. He put the six-day creation with the seventh. And then he, how the Father says, one day with the Father is 1,000 years for man. He, you got to listen to the lesson, but he gave you a new understanding that, well, a generation is this. So Adam was here all alone doing all this stuff. And chapter 1 of Genesis, speaking about male and female, well, you got to understand, that's what chapter 2, which talks about this man from the earth giving the breath of life. But he's putting it all together, and he's telling you that man to fall, because she was the one who was in cahoots with Satan. Man was chilling, doing a great job by himself. And that's really not what it reads, because these serpents will never go to the two creations to let you know there was already a creation of male and female, which is mankind out there, like as you're going in today. They will never tell you that Genesis chapter 2 tells you it's the seventh day. And we ain't talking about a generation. We're talking about 1,000 years. One day for the Father is 1,000 years for man. The Father's given us his story. He's telling us on day 6, he finished everything. Everything was made, the male and the female, the mankind. He goes to chapter 7, tells you there wasn't a man, but what man, what image? What was in the image of the Creator, which was Yahushua? And he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, so this man became a living soul. This image became like Yahushua. And all he did was took the DNA from Adam to make a duplicate, because everything had to be made after its own kind. So Eve had the set-apart spirit. She had the set-apart spirit. And why is that so hard for people to believe? I think that people have hardened their hearts and they've always wanted to control somebody. We've been under such control and still are as a people in this nation among all these heathens that somebody got to be boss. Somebody got to put a foot on somebody's neck, but the Father don't want nobody foot on nobody's neck. My foot can't go on nobody's neck. I got sinful flesh on just like you. That man Kopha, Yahya Ben Delay, he got sinful flesh just like everybody under him. But for some reason, this person wants to tell you, I got to be your covering. Because the Father ain't talking to you. He ain't listening to you. You working in cahoots with Satan. Family, where in the book does it say that the women are in cahoots with Satan? What you heard was a lot of vain babbling. He went to the Quran. He went to different places. Not that these books don't have some truth in it, but that's not the Father's word. That's not his understanding. You're not supposed to understand that message, because that is not of our Father. That is not of Yahushua. The truth is, the Father sent his only begotten Son for the people, for the creation. This man he's speaking about, these are the image with the set-apart spirit, his people. If you read it in the NIV, it lets you know he was talking about them when he said the word man. And the captain of their salvation is not talking about this man over this woman. And when you read the KJV, that's where he got that the woman, her salvation, because they'll take you to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, and read four powers of authority. But in all actually, what it's saying is Yahushua is the captain of our salvation. He's the one who went through suffering. You know, we as a people, his people, we must go through suffering too. Not the man has to go through suffering so he can be the captain of the woman's salvation. He has replaced Yahushua, this man. They have taken the image of the incorruptible Yahushua and changed it into the corruptible image of man. I hope you see it. Don't hate me because I'm a woman. Love me because you know the Father sent me to tell you this, to show you. It gets corrupt. Let's go some places. Now, just know that both David and Job, when they were talking about what is man that thou should magnify him and that thou shouldest set thy heart upon him, they were putting man down. Father, you did all this for man, but what is he? Look at the condition we keep getting in. We want to kill, steal, and destroy, just like the enemy. What is man that you do all this for? That's what he was asking when you go to Isaiah. Isaiah talks about the assembly. Pay attention, because he's going to tell you about this. What is man? He's going to give you an understanding on an angel's point of view. I'm going to tell you why I say that, because some of you don't know. But anyhow, let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah is Isaiah 40. I'm going to read verses 1 through 8. Check it out. He's talking about what is man. He's going to tell you what man is. Check it out. This is a messenger sent from the Most High to relay his word. He was approved of the Most High to relay his word to the people. Here's what he says in Isaiah 40, verse 1 through 8. Comfort ye my people, saith your father Yahuwah. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of Yahuwah's hand double for her sins. Now pay attention. Some angels were chastised here. Pay attention. I'm going to go there with you with the word angel. Check it out. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of Yahuwah. Make straight in the desert a highway for our Father. Now we know we can take that with John the Baptist as well, speaking about Yahushua. Remember, Yahushua came in his father's name. There's, when it comes to the word, Yahushua was there to teach his father's word. He wasn't there to teach upon himself. So just know that, family. I can't, you know, when I got to define these words like baby-like, I shouldn't have to do that, because many of you were in at least Christianity and they let you know what those words meant. But y'all become a Hebrew Israelite and y'all seem to go wacky. Nobody know nothing no more. It's all in the word. He's talking about his people. He's talking about Yahushua, what Yahushua in the New Covenant comes to do. Isaiah was a prophet sent by the Most High. He was an angel, too. I'm going to get that definition in a second. He says, every valley shall be exalted and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of Yahuwah shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahuwah hath spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass. What is man? All flesh is grass. And all the righteousness thereof is as the flower of the field. Pay attention. The grass withered, the flower faded, because the spirit of Yahuwah bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. They ain't nothing. When David and Job was talking about what is man, Yahya ben Eli has made man into some great thing, and just man, not even knowing that he's talking about the people. All we are spirits, are angels wrapped in flesh. Man. That image of flesh, but this is a special image. This is a special man because it has the satisfied spirit, but the image is nothing. It's nothing. It's going to fade away. It's going to return back to the dirt. But what's inside makes a difference. And they got you looking at the outside so much, you didn't forget about being spirits in the beginning, coming from the Father before you were formed in that image, which is man. You didn't forget about that, because you so busy looking at the flesh and the words in the English Bible and dividing like the devil does. That's what you're not looking for, the children of the devil that was warned to you to look at. You so busy looking the opposite direction. And with all that babble that went on, all that stuttering and babbling and taking you here and there and mumbling and laughing and grunting and being conceited and being prideful, all the boastful things that the Father didn't want you to have, that's what you heard. And some people love it, because you listen to it in a lesson and people call in, oh, we just had to hear that. Oh, thank you. We know the Father working with you. Oh, my goodness. The grass withered, the flower faded, because the spirit of Yahuwah bloweth upon it. Surely the people, what is man? The people is grass. The grass withered, the flower faded, but the word, that's the spirit, that's Yahushua, of our Father, shall stand forever. The spirit, he said, don't worry about he who can kill the flesh, but worry about him who can kill the flesh and the spirit. That's the same thing being said here, family. We're talking spiritual, and this brother talking flesh to you. He read with flesh eyes, taking you with all his leaven of the flesh, and that is not of our Father, nor is it of Yahushua. And many people bought it. We've got to go some other places. I want to take you to the word angels. I want to take you to the word angels because, see, you don't know. You don't know. First, I'm going to take you to the word gods because I showed you guys this a long time ago. Some people didn't get it. Now, check it out. Check this out. And I pray you're loving it because I sure am. Our people got to know the truth, and we're not going to let any more folly take place in Israel. You're going to know that nobody can put no blame on me because I've warned you. If you choose not to hearken, that's your business. When you go back to Hebrews chapter 2, I just want to read this. It says, verse 6, now let me read verse 5 and 6 together because I want to take some out of here and show you this. Verse 5, it says of Hebrews chapter 2, for unto the angels he had not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man, that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man, that thou visitest him? Now, all he said was, what is man, and what is the children of men? Thy sons is children. Okay? Check it out. When you go to find out about these angels, for unto the angel he hath not put into subjection, angels. You can go back and read in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 2, it says, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, but he's speaking about angels, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Now, when you go and look up that word, angels, here's what you're going to get. Here's what you're going to get. The word angels is Greek 32. You go look it up, it tells you a messenger. It could be an angel, but you got to rightly divide the word. It says a messenger, one who is sent, a messenger from the Most High. Have you not read that John was sent by the Most High? Moses was sent by the Most High? Paul was sent by the Most High. All the prophets were sent by the Most High. They were messengers from the Father. That's what a prophet is. Okay? They're sent here to speak to you. Uh-oh, my phone looked like it's trying to go out on me. Well, let me take you somewhere else because, see, you don't know this. You don't. Some of you guys act like y'all just, oh, they talking about angels. Did you not realize that the word they'll put in there, because they always like to mess you up on the words they'll put, gods. Now, we've broken that word gods down many times, but I got to take you there again, because in the book of Hebrews chapter 2, they're talking about angels. Well, who are those angels? Let me take you here. I can take you to verse 6. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. So these gods, they're children of the Most High. Okay, go to Isaiah 41:23. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that ye are gods, yea, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. Speaking about the people, go to John 10:34. Yahushua, your future king, this is Yahushua. Is it not written in your law, I have said ye are gods? Well, what does that word God mean? Does anybody know? Because you got to rightly divide the word. You got to rightly divide the word, family. You go look it up. It's Hebrews 4:30. They use that all over the Bible, but nobody's looking this word up. Remember in the book of Ruth when they told the other daughter-in-law of Naomi to go back to her gods? Well, they were saying judges. Go back to your judges because it's the same word, gods. Hebrew 4:30. And it meant rulers because it was during the time of the judges. That wasn't talking about a God. It was talking about your rulers, your judges. Well, in this instance, because Yahushua said, don't you know that ye are gods? The word gods go back to angels. And we know that an angel is a messenger of the Most High. We're nothing but angels wrapped in the flesh. We're spirits. When you get to Revelation, they're talking about messenger angels. Well, who would that be? When we go to Hebrews chapter 2, who are those angels? That's what you got to look at. Let me go somewhere with you. I want to go somewhere with you. I'll back it up to my notes because I got to make sure you get it. I want to make sure everybody is getting this. Now, keep in mind, those angels being spoken of, not all the time is it speaking about an angel like you think. We're going to really start taking a look at these words, angels and giants, real good, family, because there's some new information the Father's revealing, and you're going to get it. When you get to the word angels, keep in mind, he's talking about messengers sent from the Most High. You go to Hebrews chapter 2. We're going to read verse 1 again. Pay attention. They're messengers, the people. Pay attention to what he says. Therefore, we ought to give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Now, this is in the book of Hebrews. In the Old Covenant, who was talking to the people? Well, the messengers sent by the Most High. He was warning the people. Who are the people? The angels. We are all saints. We are angels. We are angels in the flesh. But these messengers sent by the Most High, they would be considered angels. So they're messenger angels. But they were men. Okay? They were people. Let's go there. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, because they heard from the prophets, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by the messengers of the Most High or his prophets or anybody who he lifted up was steadfast, if the word spoken was steadfast, if we listened and we obeyed, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, because when the people didn't listen to the prophets, hey, the Father, boom, he took care of that problem for them. If they didn't want to hearken and obey, he took care of it. He sent his prophets out there, the angels, messenger angels, to talk to the people. We are gods. Ye are gods. That means angels. We're spirits wrapped in the flesh. Don't take that word angels and think about something flying around with wings. No, ye are angels in the flesh. So when he sent his messengers, his angels, okay, and it says, for if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, if people hearken and listen to the word, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, if the Father punished you when you did wrong, how shall we escape? We're talking about the new covenant. How are the people right now in the new covenant? If we saw what happened, and we can read our history book, how the Father destroyed people, he let them walk in the wilderness and they were destroyed. These were angels. But because they didn't hearken and they didn't obey, oh, wow, what happened to them? He destroyed them. He either chastised them or destroyed them. But something was done. So that's all that's telling you. He says, therefore, we ought to give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels, the messengers, Most High's chosen, was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first beginning to be spoken by our Father and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? And really, you could put Yahushua there because we're talking in the book of Hebrews. Yahushua had already come. I'm going to read it again. Pay attention. How should we escape? Because we knew what happened to us in the old covenant, under the old covenant. But in the new covenant, under Yahushua, how should we escape if we neglect so great a salvation as Yahushua, which at the first began to be spoken by Yahushua and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? They heard Yahushua. The prophets are out there to speak to the people. They're sent by the Most High. Yahushua called each and every one of them. They're angels in the flesh, baby. That's all it is. Don't let no man deceive you on what these words mean. He says, Yahuwah also bearing them witness, or Yahushua also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and gifts of the set-apart spirit according to his own will. You remember what Yahushua did? He healed the dead. He healed leprosy. He cast out spirits. He walked on water. He changed water into wine. He did all these things for the people. The people still want to hearken to those who were sitting in Moses' seat, just like today, and tell me, are you, Hebrews chapter 2, talking about the man. Be for real. Who do you love it? You love the creator more than the creator? Let's go some places because people need to hear more. I'm checking out my time. Okay, it says I have 8 minutes. Family, we're going to go into overtime because I don't want to do two lessons on this. I want to get it out. I want to hit the points. I want you to understand the truth. So if you would like to, and if you're not on here already, you need to switch over to the phone line, number 646-595-4111. When we finish with this, you tell me who sent who. Did, like Paul said, I know who sent me. I know I'm a prophet, and you're claiming to be one, but the fruit will tell. But he tells those who follow those people who say they're sent from the Most High, and they're going to go in wickedness and destruction with those people. Oh, you know what? You want to be ignorant? You're going to be ignorant. Paul also said, hey, I washed the blood because I sound the warning, and I'm washing the blood from my hands at this point forward because I've told you what those words meant. All you got to do is read. Rightly divide the word. That is a commandment of our Father. Hey, y'all don't believe me? You guys don't believe it, do you? And check this out. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8 through 19. Remember that Yahushua of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word, which is Yahushua of our Father, is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, not for man, this male's sake, but for the elect's, the elect, the people of the Most High's sake, that they may also obtain salvation, which is in Yahushua, with eternal glory. Nobody getting no salvation. Nobody got no head covering. Nobody is not dealing with the Father unless you take Yahushua as your head covering. So all this nonsense about the woman, that four powers of authority crap, if you're not reading the word, if you're not paying attention, well, hey, you're going to be ignorant, okay? You be ignorant. Let's read what he says. He says, therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, for my people, that they may obtain, also obtain the salvation, which is in Yahushua, with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also be alive with him. Talking about Yahushua, not man. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faith, he cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance. I got to put you there. The Father told me, shut it down. Do you hear? The Father's word is right there. Don't let these people lie to you. Paul says, I got to go there, family. Forgive me for getting emotional, but you know it does that to me. I don't see why y'all don't get it. The Father tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 2, check it out, verse 14, of these things, there's only one salvation, one mediator between the people and the Father, and that's that man Yahushua. Yahushua is the man, not an earthly sinful flesh man. Don't let nobody deceive you. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before Yahuwah that they strive not about words to no profit, which is what you just heard, but to the subverting of the hearers, the truth. Study to show thyself approved unto our Father Yahuwah, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, because there's no guile in your mouth. You're telling the truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babbling, for they will increase into more unrighteousness. That's what you heard. You don't think that was babble? Hold on. Hold on. Wait a minute. You don't think that was babbling what you just heard? Well, hey, I'll give you a little bit more of it. Family, don't forget to switch over. You got like 3 minutes. 646-595-4111. He says in his word, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase into more unrighteousness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom Hymenaeus and Philetus, they were doing that. Pay attention to this. check this out. Tell me if this is not vain babbling. Listen to this.
Hebrews 2nd chapter, those of you who just reading from the King James Version. Hebrews 2nd chapter. Pay attention to salvation. What does it take? How's your way? What's that straight now? Who can lead you there? Pay attention. That's what I'm saying. When you run this, you tune in, you listen. Pay attention, because then if I'm over with Satan, you'll know it. If you ask the Father, bring it to you. Say, Father, help me. And I'm speaking from the Father. I'm speaking his word, and it's consistent and true, that you know who has sent me. Look at verse 5. For to the angels, come on, now, you have to understand why the world hates man. Brothers and sisters, why the world hates man. Remember, the title of today's message, if I didn't say it clearly enough, everybody wants to be the man, but my whole world ended. They say, that's what a man who knows the Father, my world's ended. I'm going to find my Father. I'm going to look for my Father. Father, search the scriptures. Pray and seek me. Search for me. If you love me, search for me, Father. Yes, Dad. Yes, Father, I'm going to search for you. Nightingale, search for me. I'll go through tears and sorrow. Pain and ridicule. Rejection. Father, I will search for you. Because why? Because when I find my Father, then he will restore me to who he originally made me, just man. And in me,
all right, that's enough of that nonsense. But you heard it. Let's read it again. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before Yahuwah that they should strive not about words to no profit, which is what you heard, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto our Father Yahuwah, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun for profane and vain babbling. Yeah, I got to say it like you said it, because that's the profane and vain babbling, all that you heard. For they will increase unto more unrighteousness, and their word will eat as doth a canker. Go to verse 18. Who concerning the truth have erred. They have erred. All this vain babbling and all this, no, that is not of our Father. He says, nevertheless, the foundation of the Most High standeth sure, having this seal, Yahuwah knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of, not man, but of Yahushua, depart from iniquity. If you're under one of these people who want to tell you it's about the man, ain't none but that old woman, she ain't got no set-apart spirit, she's the daughter of Zion, all this mess, you got to remember you're dealing with the Father, because that ain't what he said. He didn't say the woman was in cahoots with the devil. He didn't say that the woman's salvation is old sinful flesh man. He did not say that it's only the men, only the brethren. He did not say seven women to one man. Who's the man? That's Yahushua. That's the name we want. We don't want no old sinful flesh man over another sinful flesh. I know y'all got to hear me, because, look, I'm going to speak bold on it. Somebody need to tell you. Now, I'm not finished. I got a little bit more to go over. So we see when Job, as well as King David, go back and read, they were not praising man. They were saying, what is man? Because we kept sinning. We sinned right when we were up there in the garden, the spiritual habitation with our Father. We got kicked out, both of us. He will take you through Genesis and just really louse that up. He will not tell you about the two creations, and he will not go on to that serpent seed. Because why? It's like holding the mirror to your face. I'm not going to tell them about the serpent seed. I'm going to tell them that, although they can read it, but nobody's reading, I'm going to tell them that it's the same creation. That man, and I'm going to talk about this generation, and I'm going to tell you how that man was by himself just chilling and relaxing and doing good. Listen, I'm listening to my Father. And then another woman come, and she did just like Satan. She wanted to destroy man. Come on, please. Does anybody hear the Father in here? I pray you do. We got to go other places, because some of y'all be thinking, oh, Sister Georgia just want to be me. I don't want to be nothing. I will tell you this. Once you finish reading Hebrews chapter 2 and understand who the man is, who is going to be the captain of your salvation, who did the suffering, it's not that man got to do it. No, we as his people, we have to suffer just like he did. Hold on. Okay, let me just read it. I'm in the KJV, Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels or messengers or his people was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, means punishment, means chastisement, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Remember, this is the book of Hebrews. They talk about Yahushua, which at the first began to be spoken by Yahushua, who was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Who? The apostles heard him. The people heard them. They heard Yahushua. Some heard. A lot didn't. Some heard. Remember Acts chapter 1, where they all went up to get the set-apart spirit? There were, 120 people there, both consisting of men and women. Read it. Don't let nobody tell you it was just the men. There were more than just men and women up there. I mean, men there. It was women, too. Let's keep going. It says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Speaking of Yahushua, not a man, which at the first began to be spoken by Yahushua and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Yahushua also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and gifts of the set-apart spirit according to his will. For unto the angels has he not put in subjection the world to come. What angels? What angels? You better believe he's talking about people here, family. He said, for the angels are the people, his people, hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. We're talking about the New Jerusalem. They won't be under subjection like they are right now because of their disobedience. What is man? What is man? Man's supposed to have everything underneath his foot. It was given to him in the garden. What man are we talking about? We're talking about the image. That is man and woman. It's not just talking about a man. Let's go further. Some people got to see it. It tells us, verse 5, for unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, wherever we speak. We're talking about people. These angels are people, family. They're us. It says, but one in a certain place testified. They're talking about his angel. But it says but one in a certain place testified, this angel, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? He took you to the Quran and talked about bowing down to man and he's black, stinky mud and all that. No, that's not what it's talking about. This angel is talking about, well, we just can precept it back to Job and to King David. That's all you got to do to find out who this angel is. And to find out what the word angel means, well, let's go. He says, but one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the children of men. That's what the word sons mean. The children of the people that thou visitest him. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with the glory and honor and didst set him over the works of thy hand. Now, we know that that's true because in the garden, that's what we had. But we messed up. We messed up. Both Adam and Eve both messed up. I got to take y'all places because I'm going to really clear it up clean for y'all. Thou madest him, speaking about this man, which is the people. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hand. Many of you would like to go to 1 Corinthians 11 and different places that they believe is talking about a man. And I could go there, but for sake of time, I'm not. I might bring it up later. We went through those verses. That is not talking about men, and it's not talking about women. The man is Yahushua. The woman is the bride. Get it straight. Because some of these words with the glory and all that, man was made in the image of the Father. No, it was talking about Yahushua was being made in the image of his Father. And we are in the image of our Creator, Yahushua. And both men and women, why do you think the word man is an image? Both the other nations as well as us, we all got images, but what makes us different? Well, the Spirit makes us the Father. That makes us called. Both the men and the women, Adam and Eve, everybody got it. Not just the man. Yeah, but no, the scriptures are not talking about men. Don't get mad because I'm a woman telling you that. It's the truth. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. These are the angels they're speaking of, but who? Well, man. But man is an angel because they said that for until the angels hath he not, for until the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one angel in a certain place testified, and we can go to the book of Job as well, we can go to Psalms, King David. He told you, what is man? Same repeated verses. It's precept. That's who they're speaking of. But these were men. So it says, these angels who are men, but one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man, which is the children of men, that thou visitest him. Thou madest him, the people, a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor. Adam and Eve, remember the woman who had 12 stars on her head, she was crowned? Come on now. You can't say that's just a woman. The men and the women both are crowned. Are you not reading? You're under a viper teaching you wrong. You better start opening up that book. Crack it open and read it yourself. Ask the Father to give you understanding. Let's go here. Verse 7, thou madest him, this image, which has the spirit in it, a little lower than the angels. Now, these are the angels they're speaking of right here. Thou crownest him with glory and honor. The people were crowned with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hand. They were set over the works of the hands of Yahushua. Ain't no word came into Yahushua in his mother's womb. That's not what John 1 reads. Get off that. He lying to you. Yahushua was the word. Okay? He was with the Father. He was the Spirit with the Father. He was the Word. Read it with understanding. And I'm speaking about John 1 because he tell you, no, it was the Father. But when you do that, you can slip all these other lies in there. Don't let them change not one thing. Throw the leaven out. The Father said there should be not found leaven in your house 7 days. Well, that's every day. Get all the leaven out. All of it. One little bit of leaven, leaven it the whole lump. And that's how the serpent, this generation of vipers, is able to deceive. I hope y'all getting this. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under the people's feet, in that he put all in subjection under him. The Most High did that to Yahushua, the mediator between him and the people. He left nothing that is not put under him, but now we see not yet all things put under him. Because right now we're still in the flesh. We're still in a sinful state. But those who make it into the kingdom, yes, all will be under our feet as well, just like Yahushua. But both the men and the women, not just this man. Let's keep reading. It says, but we see Yahushua, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of our Father Yahuwah, should taste death for every man, every person. Remember, I read this to you in the NIV. They let you know what those words mean. I got more in my show notes. I can't go through all that right now, but you got to get this understanding. It tells us, when we go back, it tells us, for it became him, for whom are all things and by whom are all things. Talking about Yahushua, in bringing many sons, many children, unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Well, who's the captain of their salvation? Who's the captain of our salvation? Well, that's Yahushua. It's not man. He was saying that man had to suffer because he had to be the captain of these women's salvation, because the man is over the woman. After all, there's four powers of authority, as the serpent slithers and says. That's not what the Father says, but hey, these don't have the spirit. They can only reap the flesh and give you four powers. It says, for both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified, he said it was just men, are all one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. See, brothers, the word brothers. See, I told you, don't take my word. That's what you heard him say. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, talking about just the men, in the midst of the assembly will I sing praises unto them. He was talking about, he going to sing praises. Now, this is all about us giving praise to the Father, but he has taken this and said that Yahushua is coming to praise man, just his brother. Now, do you see how perverse that is? Because we just read it. We're talking about Yahushua says he's going to give the names of his people who are the fathers and praise the Father. But now we have turned the praise to man, according to Yahya. Let's go a little further. If you don't know who these people are, if you don't understand who the angels are, if you're not getting it, he says, let me get back there. I'm going to read it again. For it became him, we were just speaking about Yahushua, remember that now, go back and read, for whom all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons, many children unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified, these are the words you find in the seventh day creation where Yahushua created man, the image. And he put the set apart spirit, and after his kind, Eve was taken from the same lump of clay, you could say. She was taken from the DNA after her kind. That's all it was. They both had the same thing. He says, for both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified all are of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. That's the people. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. Okay? I will declare thy name, Father, unto my brethren. He's going to lift the Most High up, and he's going to declare the name to the people. In the midst of the assembly will I sing praise unto thee, not to the man, but to Yahuwah. And again, I will put my trust in him. Who him? Well, I'm going to put my trust in not man, but I'm going to put my trust in Yahuwah, the Father. And again, behold, I and the children which Yahuwah hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part in the same. Yahushua came in an image, which was created by Mary and Joseph. And the spirit that was with the Father in the beginning was put, and that's the word, according to John 1, was put into that vessel. So he says, for as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also, himself, likewise, somebody Yahushua, took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. That's the devil. And you look at the devil as some angel, you better look again. And delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. That's why those who speak of the flesh scare you by telling you what's going on in the world. Don't worry about what's going on in the world. When you get to Revelation, ain't talking about what's happening in the world. You better look at what the prophets told you. Because everything is just a warning. It's a revealing of things that have already happened. Don't look at the Third World War. Don't look at that nonsense. They're lying to you. Okay? It tells us. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. He's letting you know he's talking about the flesh, not some heavenly being. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, like to his people, the same image with a spirit in it, that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in all things pertaining to Yahuwah, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people, not of man. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to secure them that are tempted. Now, you want the brunt of it? I can go many other places with you, but I'm going to give you the brunt of it. Where have we heard this before, that these same serpents are messing up so that you don't get the good understanding? Well, I'm going to go there. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Everybody go ahead and switch over. 1 Timothy chapter 2. All that we've read in Hebrews chapter 2, and people believe that it's talking about this man being the salvation of the woman, and only Yahushua came and he died for only the men's sin. The woman, she's in cahoots with the devil, and that the salvation and everything is all really about the man and the man and the man. No! Let's get it straight. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Now, we're going to bring this to an understanding. You're going to get the truth. Let's let Timothy, or I think this might have been Paul writing this, but let's let them tell you what's what. He's going to say the same thing, that if you have the correct understanding, if your eyes are not blocked by the flesh, if you're operating out of the spirit, it's the same thing that was told to us in Hebrews chapter 2. Check it out. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all the people, all men, okay, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all righteousness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of Yahushua, our Redeemer, who will have all men, all the people to be saved, not just the man. They look at these words, okay, it said all men. Well, what about the women? Well, then you go to Isaiah, 4, and they tell you, well, 7 women and 1 man. What are you saying? Make up your mind. Anybody see that they're messing with scripture here? The men they're talking about is the people. That's the 7 women is the 7 assemblies spoken of in Revelations. They call them churches. Don't let the slight of men, certain men who crept in unaware, the seed in the wheat and tare. It was the devil. Who did Yahushua say was a generation of viper? It was the one sitting in Moses' seat, the lawgiver, teaching the people, leading the people to error. Who? Oh, my goodness. I'm going on a different lesson. Let me stay here. The family, y'all know who all this is about. You better know there's children of the, I was going to go to John 8. Who is the children of the devil? Well, he was talking about the scribes and the Pharisees, those who teach you lies, those who lead and cause you to error, those who will not remove one of the lies. They put burdens on people. The Father said, don't say I gave you a burden. You ain't reading. He didn't give you no burden, but these will give you burdens. They pervert the word. Let's go. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 2. It says, for kings, in chapter 2, verse 2, it says, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all righteousness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of Yahushua, our Redeemer, who will have all men, all the people, to be saved and to come into the knowledge of truth. For there is one Father and one mediator between the Father and men, the man, Yahushua. Who's the man? Yahushua. Who's the man? Don't think it's a flesh man. Every time they talk about men and women, no. Check it out. We got to go further with this. Y'all going to love this. Look, I'm getting ready. Shut it down. I got my axe. I'm tearing down the lies. I pray y'all appreciate it. And when you hear these vipers, generations of them, or if they're misled, I give them the benefit of the doubt. Only the Father going to judge them. But I tell you what, according to the word, and they ain't took none of the lies down, and they keep promoting it with new lies, new leaven. Hey, what does the Father say they are? Let's go there. He says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of Yahushua, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of truth. For there is one Yahuwah, one Father, and one mediator between the Father and the people, the man, Yahushua, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. This was Hebrews chapter 2 talking about he suffered so that we could be saved. He didn't suffer for his brother and just the men. No, he suffered for the people. Let's go back to 1 Timothy 2. It says, verse 7, whereunto I am ordained a preacher, an apostle, I speak the truth in Yahushua and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. See, he had to say this, veridity. He had to say this, family, because many of the people had heard the lies of the serpent seed. We're talking about the northern kingdom here, the Gentiles, the lost sheep. We're talking about, he's telling them something spiritual. They had only hurt the flesh as well. They were just like the other nations, dwelling out there, worshiping gods made of wood and stone, or man. He said, I lie not. I speak the truth in Yahushua. Okay? I will therefore that men or people pray everywhere, lifting up set apart hands without wrath and doubting. In like manner also that women, the assembly, adorn themselves in modest apparel, in your own apparel. Take your own bread. Go back to Isaiah. He speaks of the same thing, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with bold, broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing righteousness with good works. Good works is the key, family. Pay attention. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. He's talking about the assembly. Learn the truth. Be quiet, assembly, okay? But I suffer not a woman to teach. I don't suffer anybody who don't know the truth in the assembly to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man. But not a man. Yahushua, what a man. The name we want to take. His name to take away our shame, our reproach. I suffer this woman, this assembly, this church, the Hebrews, not to usurp authority over Yahushua, but to be in silence. For Adam, here's your key. Look, family. This is your key to Hebrews chapter 2. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. We're not talking about Adam and Eve, family. You don't know the precepts of Genesis 3:16. You don't know who the man and the woman is in the scripture. You go all over with leaven, and you love the lies of the generation of vipers. Pay attention. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbirth if they continue in faith and charity and righteousness with sobriety. Who's the Adam and who is the Eve? We're talking about Adam. You go to, I think it's in, I don't know, I don't have it right on him, but I did a lesson about this. He says there's one Adam of the earth as earthy and there's one of the heavens, spiritual. The first Adam, and he talked about the second Adam. He said when Yahushua, because right here it tells you for Adam was first formed than Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. According to the word, both Adam and Eve both got kicked out. They both partook of the tree in life, so it's not talking about Adam and Eve here. But what you're supposed to know is that second Adam, and you're supposed to know that Eve represents the mother of us all, so he's representing Israel. It says, and Adam was not deceived because when he was tempted, we just read it, by Satan. We know what went on. He did not fall. We're not talking about a fleshly person. You're putting too much emphasis on the flesh. And when you go to the route of man, you're really overdoing it. Because you're even disgracing the Father more. He ain't putting no division. Yahushua told you only Satan put that division. And a house divided can't stand. Don't fall for it. But this Adam, which is Yahushua, was not deceived when he was tempted. But the woman, which is Adam and Eve, both of them being deceived was in transgression. They were kicked out the garden, given coats of skin, and look, we're out of the garden, out of the spiritual realm. We're trying to get back into that third earth age, which is the spiritual realm again. We want to get back with our Father and Yahushua. So it says, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and righteousness with sobriety. If you have understanding to understand that Hebrews chapter 2 is not talking about this man being so great, but both Job and King David, they were giving, what is man? Well, you listen to Yahya, you would think man is some great thing, that the Father just came and sent his only begotten Son just for the man. And the man is supposed to put his foot on that woman, Nick, and shut her up, keep her in submission. Just as unrighteous, and these men who follow these men, y'all unrighteous too. And most of y'all don't want to be like that, but y'all, they tell you, they threaten you, they scare you into lies because you haven't hearkened to the truth. You haven't really sought out our Father. When you read the word is good. What they're giving you, you know, they'll tell you blaspheming this, you're doing this, you're going to go to hell, you're wearing a pair of pants, you this. A woman ought not to wear that which pertains to a man. The Father ain't worried about what you got on your behind. He ain't worried about that. He ain't worried about tattoos on your body. It's nothing of the flesh. What proceeded out the heart, what comes out the mouth proceeds out the heart. That's what he's worried about. He's worried about the spiritual mark. Do you have it? Are you ready? Did you get your white garments ready? Did you take off the old man and put on the new man, the spiritual man? All this flesh and all this unrighteous teaching of leaven. Remember, the children of the flesh, they're not of the Father, but the children of the Spirit are. And right now, while we're in the flesh, although we're angels or spirits wrapped in flesh, we're going to have a war going on right now between the children of the flesh and the children of the Spirit. Don't let people come and twist and pervert and take leaven here, here, and here to show you all these things mean something else. So the flesh is very enticing for a man for what they're telling you. for a woman, you know, you got sorrow. But the word is not supposed to make either or sorrowful. The word is supposed to make our people happy, glad, rejoicing, singing our Father's praises. How do you expect a woman to sing praises when you're telling her she ain't got no connection with the Father? When in Christianity we knew that we were the apple of his eye, both the men and the women. And now they're putting all this emphasis on men, a man, and taking away Yahushua's spot. Because Yahushua is that salvation for the people, not man. Y'all understand what's been done? I pray you do. I pray you do. My notes, like I said, are way more probably thorough. But let me see. I want to go some other places with y'all. Y'all got to know what these words mean. Now, the same day we did the show, the lesson, 101 Basics, the Two Creations, he went right behind me, and he was talking about me in that show. He said that Yahushua had the word put in him. In this lesson, you heard him say that the word was put in him while he was in his mother's womb. That's not scriptural. Let's go back to John 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with our Father, and the Word was Yahushua. The same was in the beginning with Yahuwah. They put the word God in there, but just like I showed you, the word God means angels. Sometimes the word God means rulers. Rightly divide the word. Let's keep reading. You're going to see that it was Yahushua. I just read it for you before, but y'all don't seem to hear. It says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, of the people. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from the Most High. He's an angel, right? A messenger from the Most High, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of Yahushua, the light, that all men, all the people through him, might believe. He was not the light, but he was said to bear witness of the light, which is Yahushua. That was the true light, which lighteth every man, all the people that come into the world. How you come into the world? Because before you were formed in your mother's womb, the Father knew you. Just as Yahushua asked for a vessel to be prepared for him, you had a vessel prepared for you, because our bodies, our images, are just empty vessels. What goes inside the empty vessel either is sent from the Father or it's not. Plain and simple. You can't ascend. You can't ascend if you have not descended. Go back to the predestination lesson. It says, he was not the light, talking about John the Baptist, but was sent to bear witness of the light that was the true light, which lighteth every man, all the people that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Who did he talk about came into the world, and he was made by the world? He's talking about Yahushua. In the beginning was the Spirit, was the Word with the Father. It says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God. That word sons of God means children of Yahuwah. Thy sons, go look it up. It means children. Rightly divide that word, even to them that believed on his name, even to the ones from the who called Gentiles in the book. If they take the truth in and believe the truth, just like the apostles went out to teach and they were winning people over every day, if you start believing in the truth, then you will be known as a son of the Most High, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. Man ain't got nothing to do with this. We're talking spirit, but of the Most High. I'm going to read it again. These who believe upon his name, these who receive him, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Yahuwah, because you were spirit. The Father knew you before he placed you in that image. That image is, they call it man, they call it, you can call it whatever you want to, but it ain't nothing. Our flesh is nothing. We are spirits. We are angels wrapped in flesh. We all who have the spirit set by the Most High, we are his. Don't let nobody tell you you ain't less than what you are. And don't take the son's position, that man, and put it into a fleshly, sinful, a flesh, earthly man. That's ridiculous, and that's blasphemy. It said, and the word, which in the beginning was with the Father, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Well, who would the Word be? The Word wasn't put into him. Who was the Word according to John 1? It says in the beginning was the Word. That was Yahushua. And the Word was with our Father, and the Word was Yahushua. The same was in the beginning with Yahuwah. So when we go down a little further, all you got to do is read. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That was Yahushua. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, Yahuwah, full of grace and truth. Family, y'all be knowing I get excited, but I got to get excited because some of y'all just are not reading. And as you see, as you saw and heard, and I'm not making fun of, but it's the truth. As you saw giggling and cracking jokes and talking about the woman, what? You know, because he knows it insults the woman when he says certain like things like that. It's very hurtful. And for a man to sit there, you know that that's insulting. If somebody would say that to you, that you have no connection to the Father, you'd be very upset. And when he makes fun of the people, that's not helping. The Father says to hurt not one of my little ones. You're hurting the people. You're blocking the way of the kingdom. You're making them more devil or a child of hell than yourself when you do that. And you know what you're doing. They know what they're doing. Go to Colossians 1. Go to Colossians 1, family. I want to read it. I get emotional because it's not of our Father. I don't care if you get mad because I'm a woman telling a man, putting him in his proper order. He was not set up to talk to you. I'm putting him back where he needs to be. And that usurping authority over the man is not talking about a man and a woman. It's talking about if you have no knowledge of the truth, you don't try to usurp authority over Yahushua. Yahushua came and gave us everything. Yahushua is over us all. That's the power we look forward to. Yahuwah and then Yahushua and then us. We ain't over Yahushua. We're not over the Most High. You don't usurp authority over the man. What man? Well, Yahushua. That's our lesson title, family. Let's go to 1 Colossians. I want to read something for you because you got to hear. 1 Colossians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahushua, by the will of Yahuwah. So, what was the word angel? Well, it's a messenger from the Most High. He was sent by the Most High. Okay, or Yahushua, either one. He came in his Father's name. Yahushua said, I do the Father's will. He was the Word in the beginning. He was the Spirit in the beginning. Let's not get things twisted up. Let's not let the slight of men and their twisting of words and perverting the truth destroy your straight and narrow path. Paul, an apostle of Yahushua by the will of our Father, Yahuwah, and Timotheus, our brethren, to the saints, to the people, and the faithful brethren in Yahushua, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from our Father, Yahuwah, and Yahushua. He's talking to the people through Yahushua, which leads up to our Father. Three powers of authority. Get it. We give thanks to Yahuwah and the Father of Yahushua, praying always for you. Praying for who? He mentioned the Father, the Son. Praying for who? Well, the people. Three powers of authority. Says, we heard of your faith in Yahushua and of the love which ye have to all the saints. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, for the people, whereof ye heard before in the word of truth of the gospel. We're not talking about them traditions of men, them lies. We're talking about, he says right here, for the hope which is laid up for you, all the people who are the fathers. Wherefore ye have heard before in the word of truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world. So everywhere the Hebrews were scattered, that truth is coming, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of Yahuwah in truth. Also learned of Epaphras, I don't even know his name, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Yahushua, who also declared unto us your love in spirit. We're talking spirit, everything about the spirit. Get it through your head, leave the flesh alone, take off the old man, put on the new man. He says, who also declared unto us your love in spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease praying for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his word in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, not of flesh. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of Yahushua unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of our Father, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, because the word is good. Brothers, sisters, you all rejoice. Let those who want to be under four powers of authority, let those who want to listen to the serpent and the generation of vipers speak their lies. Let them, they can do whatever they want to. Because if they refuse the truth, the apostles were told, you kick the dust off your feet, you keep going. All Israel is not of Israel, but all Israel will be saved. That ye might walk worthy of Yahushua unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of our Father Yahuwah, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto Yahuwah, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Who's the light? The true light. That's Yahushua. In Yahushua. You getting it? All right. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, Yahushua, in whom we have the redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible Father. Talking about Yahushua, not man. Go back to 1 Corinthians 11:7, I think they tried to say, oh, that's man. No, they ain't man. We're talking about Yahushua here. Don't, look, Yahushua's the man. Get it through your head. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible Father, the firstborn of every creature. He was the Word in the beginning. He was the Spirit. He is the firstborn. Not flesh Adam. Adam was taken from the dust of the ground. Then he was given the breath of life. And then he was placed into a garden. Yahushua began as a spirit, as the word. He descended into a flesh body. He was spirit in the, he, look, it says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Man can't forgive no sin. No covering of a sinful flesh man can give you any redemption or salvation, woman. Get it through your head. The word don't say that. Man does. You listen to tradition and lies and leaven from those you're not supposed to be listening to because the Father didn't send them to give you that message. It says, who is the image of the invisible Father, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. When you go to 1 Corinthians 11, and they tell you the woman ought to have power over her head because of the angels. Well, the reason why the woman ought to have power over her head, and that power is Yahushua. Because Yahushua, it just tells us right here. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, or principalities, or powers. All things were created by him and for him. You want the power of the Son right over you. You want Yahushua as your covering. Because the woman, the assembly, the bride, the churches, the woman have to have authority or power over her head because of the angels. If you have the power and you can cast these things away in Yahushua's name, you got some power. But having a man over you, that look, if the spirits come out and work on you, they're going to slap that man to the side and slap you some more. You got to know. Come on. You read in the scriptures, the angels were attacking the men as well as the women. You learned something faulty. That four power of authority you thought was true, it's a lie. They take leaven and go here and there. Come on, we're going to get to the real. It tells us in whom we are. I've got to go there because somebody needs to hear it again. I'm at verse 14. We're talking about Yahushua, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the Father, the invisible Father, the firstborn of every creature. For by him all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. It says he is the head of the body. He is the head of the church. Go back to 1 Corinthians 11, verse 3, and understand there's only three powers of authority. I don't care how many times you read it in the book. Some people are going to say, no, that's four powers. Sister George, you lying. You Jezebel. You ain't sent from the Father. Submit to man. Where's your head covered? Father ain't listening to you. You operating with devils and demons. I'm a witch. But what did we just read? Well, according to the Father, the preserved word says that he, Yahushua, is the body, the head of the body, of the assembly, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his, they put cross in there, I'll leave it there for now, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, this is Hebrews chapter 2, family, the suffering that Yahushua went through for all his people, to present you set apart and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if ye continue in faith, grounded and settled. Get to the truth. Don't let every wind of doctrine come take you away from this truth. And be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you. Remember, we got to suffer just like Yahushua when you tell the truth. Don't think, I already know people are against me for teaching this message. How many times I got hacked today? Please, I already know. I know there's going to be people on Facebook calling me a witch, calling me a Jezebel. New shows will pop up. They won't say my name because then they'll have to admit they heard the truth. They ain't going to say my name, but they're going to say a woman ought not to teach, which puts me in that category. I'm a witch. I'm a Jezebel. I'm a whore, according to the men. Uh-uh. You better get the real. If ye continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, I, Paul, am made minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Yahushua in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the assembly, right? Whereof I am made minister according to the dispensation of time, right? He was woke up at his time of Yahushua, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of our Father, the Father. Okay. To fulfill the word of Yahuwah, which the word is Yahushua. That's a better way of saying it. Even the mystery which have been hid from the ages and from the generation, but is now made manifest to his saints, to whom Yahuwah would make known what is the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Yahushua in you, the hope of glory. Because whereas many who fall astray to the certain men who crept in unaware, who are really the children of the devil. Their father is the devil. They crept in, they lead the people to error. They will not change the word. Many of our people fall in with that lie, and many of them are there now, and you might be one of them. But if you hear the truth of the word spoken, you can get forgiveness and come out from among the confusion of the Babel, like you just heard. Okay? and come into the truth, you can be a son of the Most High too. It's never too late right now, but you need to do it as soon as possible because this is leading people to that broad direction that nobody should want to go for destruction. Okay, it says, to whom Yahuwah would make known what is the riches of the glory of his, of this mystery among the Gentiles, which are the lost sheep of the house of Israel, which is Yahushua in you, the Spirit, the hope of glory. It's the Spirit. Yahushua was the Spirit. He was the Word. He was the truth. He was the light. We should dwell in everyone, and we should operate out of the Spirit. Take off the old man and put on the new man, whom we preach, warning every man, all the people, and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man, all the people, perfect in Yahushua. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his workings, which worketh in me mightily. It's a spiritual working you're doing now. Nobody should be doing work of the flesh. Family, go to John 14. I want to read this too. I might run out of time, but you need to hear it. John 14 is going to let you know the Father and the Son are one. When I put the name Yahuwah or Yahushua, it really don't matter because they are of the same. Not that they're the same person, but check it out. John 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in the Father. Believe in me also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, that ye may also be, And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Yahushua, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Yahushua said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No Hebrew, no man, no woman, no Hebrew, no spiritual angel wrapped in flesh comes to the Father but through me, Yahushua said. He said in verse, let me read again, verse 6, Yahushua said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, that no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Yahushua, show us the Father, and it will suffice us. Yahushua said unto him, have I been with you so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. These are good works, not the physical works of the hands people are trying to do. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake that I do, which is of the Father, right? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, that's the name that the seven women, the assemblies, want to take in Isaiah 4, verse 1. Not some sorry fleshful, sinful man. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth in with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, Yahushua says. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live in you. I live. Ye shall live also. Verse 20, I'm trying to get this out real quick. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. All three of us are one. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. So he's telling you that we are the same. All three are one. The Father, the three powers of authority, the Father, the Son, and the people. Not just speaking to a man. That's all I want to read, family. I pray this lesson has been a blessing to you. Like I said, you got to know what these words mean. Don't let nobody take your crown and your glory. Don't let no man take it. Love the Father. Love the Creator more than the created. Stop listening to the lies of the synagogue of Satan, the children of the devil, the generation of vipers. Okay? If I'm going to tell you the Father's word, it's going to be the Father's word. You ain't going to hear me babbling around up here. I ain't going to talk about me either because I'm not important. But what is important is the truth of the word and the spirit, because that's your salvation. Hey, family, that's all I got to say for tonight's lesson, or today's lesson, let me say that. And I just pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel that you've been blessed with this wisdom, this knowledge, keep the truth coming, because trust me, too many people keep the lies going. That's that right hand. That's that right hand. You believe the confusion, and you work with the confusion, and you support the confusion. And the famine is so great because the confusion is everywhere, where the Father tells you, come out from among her, my people. Family, if anyone would like to comment, I don't think my computer is froze yet, but if you would like to comment, go ahead and raise your hand. I'll take you on and let you say a few words, but I'm done with the lesson. I pray it's been a blessing to you. I know it's very hard to listen to all that jumble mumble because it painstakingly I go through it so I can bring you and let you listen to the truth, and that your spiritual discernment is more alert, more keen. When you hear these people speak, they change the word ever so much, but that's just enough for that leaven to come in. And remember, we are not, according to Exodus, supposed to have any leaven in our house. All right, family, no one has their hand up, so I'm going to go ahead and put on a closing lesson for you. And here we go.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I the Lord have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord.
marvelous light.
Oh yeah.
And if you could relate to that,
oh,
this song's for you.
Every time I think about all he's done, how he changed my life and made it so much better, I'm just in awe. It's so amazing, yeah, yeah. The many times I was down on my knees crying, looking for the answer, but I couldn't find it at all, yeah. But he always came on time and made it right. He's so scripture said it was